Hey everyone, welcome back to Positive Groomer 365, your daily email list on grooming and positive grooming, ways we can help our pets enjoy the grooming process and have fear-free grooming time. I'm MJ, and this is our second podcast for Positive Groomer. It looks like some of you had listened to the first one, so I figured I'd give you another podcast. It's an easy way for me to connect with you and to hopefully give you some different ideas, and maybe you can give me some feedback as well on your own ideas and how you're working with your own dogs. So tonight's topic is enrichment. I've done a few emails on different types of enrichment. I think we sent one out about scent games, and I recently sent one out about trick training. I just trained Yuri a new trick. I call it Orbit, where he backs around me. I think it's really cute. So I'm always trying to figure out new ways to play with my dogs and train them new tricks. They find it to be quite rewarding, and I think it's a great way to bond with them. So how does enrichment relate to grooming? I think we ask quite a lot of our dogs. So when it comes to grooming, we want them to be still and calm. And usually the process takes a little bit, so it might take a few hours if you're fully grooming them from start to finish. And that might be easy for some dogs, but not every dog is used to just staying still and cooperating for that long. And outside of grooming, when we're asking our dogs to be just well-mannered companions and to live in our world by our rules, that can also be a lot to ask because they want to do normal things like dig and sniff and chew and all of these things that animals, dogs would naturally do. But a lot of times we have to stop them from that. So if your dog is digging up holes in the yard, you might not like that and you might redirect them and try to prevent that. If your dog pulls on walks because they want to sniff and they want to follow all these different scents that they're finding outside, we tend to stop that. We train them to walk nicely by our sides. So I think it's just really important for us to give dogs opportunities to be dogs and to do what they're supposed to do and what they want to do. So we can't just always ask them for something and expect them to live in our world without having plenty of opportunities to also have fun and do what they want to do. And again, this relates to grooming because a well-balanced dog, a dog that gets plenty of enrichment and exercise and attention, they're going to be calm and well-balanced in all areas, more likely than a dog that is lacking in enrichment and exercise. So it's really good to find different ways to play with your dog and make sure that they're getting all these different areas. They're working their brain, they're exercising, they're sniffing. That's a big one because dogs love opportunities to sniff and to hunt and to really light up that searching part of their brain. So what types of enrichment can you do with your dog that doesn't take a whole lot of time? Just a few ideas, things that I've done or that I've seen other people do. Some really cool things. I've had a client build a really cool digging pit in their yard for their dog. So their dog loves to dig. And of course, they didn't want their beautiful front lawn being all dug up with holes. So they built their dog a really cool mud pit with dirt and all kinds of things right next to their garden. And they were able to train the dog that it's okay to dig in that spot instead of the yard. So giving their dog that opportunity to dig was a really neat thing to see. Lots of scent games. Dogs love to really search and sniff. So you can just play scent games in the house. You can hide some food in containers and feed your dog dinner that way. So instead of feeding them in a food bowl, go ahead and just put a couple of pieces of food in separate containers and hide it and put this on a cue so they know that it's time to go search and look for their food. I use the word explore for this for my scent games. Or you can even go a step further and train your dog on actual scent games or nose work. So that's a really cool sport that you can train your dog. But you can always just do it for fun as well. So different types of searching games, you can do that in the house. You can also try it outside. And that's when they're looking for a specific scent. But you can also do tracking. So you can lay out a track for your dog. This one might take a little bit of training, so you might want to look into how to start that with your dog. But you can just have fun laying out a track and having your dog actually follow a specific track that you or someone else walked. And that's a really cool way to interact with your dog and just kind of let them do the job. So it's not a whole lot of obedience. You're just letting them do what they naturally know how to do so well. I also love trick training because there's so much we can do with trick training. There's really no limit to it. You can train the classic tricks. You can train roll over and give paw. But then you can start to go into routines and canine freestyle routines where you're putting chains of tricks together and you're creating these really neat routines. I think they're amazing because they give us this way to communicate with our dogs with body language. So if you train a lot of tricks and you start to put these routines together, what you'll find is that you'll naturally start to have your own body language. You might not plan to use your body for specific cues, but you'll just naturally start doing things that your dog will pick up on. And before you know it, you have this whole new language with your dog, and that's just really amazing. I'm always talking about how we can communicate with our dogs and how neat that is. So trick training is a lot of fun if you look into that. There's the Do More With Your Dog or organization, which is the official trick training titling organization. And the American Kennel Club also is recognizing trick dog titles now as well through their Canine Good Citizen program. So if you wanted to actually have those goals to work towards, that can be really helpful to have a goal in mind. And it kind of keeps you on track to remind you to do these things with your dog. But again, just do it for fun. Just, you know, during a commercial break, you're watching your favorite show. Get your dog up, do a couple tricks, and just have some fun. It's a really great way to exercise your dog's mind and to communicate with your dog. So digging, trick training, scent work, tracking. There's also athletic things we can do with our dogs, like agility or frisbee. And whatever tricks or athletics that you do with your dog, you always want to make sure that it's appropriate for that individual dog. So is your dog a good age for it? Is the anatomy correct for that specific sport? And is your dog able to do that without any injuries or soreness? You just want to make sure that there's no issues that would make your dog have any trouble with the athletics. So be really careful with that. Talk to your vet. It would be really cool if you have a vet that specializes in sports that you could talk to. We don't all have that opportunity, but if you do, that's awesome. Definitely talk to your vet about which tricks and which sports are best for your individual dog, because every dog is a little bit different. So what else can we do with our dogs? Just quick games before a grooming session. So before an actual grooming session, you want to do something with your dog to maybe tire them out. Maybe do a little bit of obedience or a quick scent game. But sometimes just moving with your dog and walking with them can be great enrichment. And also, when you go into a new place, so let's say you're taking your dog to the groomer, and they're going to kind of get that overload of they walk into a new place, even if they've been there before, it's an exciting place that's a lot of noises, smells, barking dogs, people. So there's a lot of senses that are being engaged when they walk into a new place. So what you can do is the reset game. What I like to do is take the dog into the building and then take them back out and then repeat that a few times. So this kind of, it gets away from enrichment a little bit, but it's still a way to engage their senses and then kind of pull them away, let them have that sniffing break outside. Let them sniff the grass. Sniffing is just so good for them. It's going to calm them down. If you have a boy dog, they might want to go back outside and mark, and that's a good way to teach them that they should not do that inside, even if it's a grooming salon that smells like lots of dogs. So when you go into a new place, whether that's the grooming salon, the vet's office, or a pet store, you can play that reset game with your dog to just help them. After they've done that a few times, if you walk in the door and then walk back out, they're going to feel like, hey, I've been here before. It's not as overwhelming and exciting as it was 2 seconds ago. So it's really funny how that works. But these are just some different ideas to just get out with their dog, do something fun, and help engage them in many different areas to have a well-balanced dog. I think this certainly relates to grooming, and I think for us, we can be fair to our dogs by giving them plenty of opportunities to do what they want to do. And in return, they're going to be much calmer and well-balanced for us when it comes to things like grooming or just asking them to be polite and calm. All right, guys, if you're doing something really fun with your dog, I definitely want to hear about it. I'm always looking for new ideas and new games to play with my guys. So let me know if you have some ideas or you're doing something really fun. Just shoot me an email. My email link is always at the bottom of these emails. And thank you so much for subscribing to Positive Groomer 365. Your daily emails will keep coming, and I hope to talk to you guys tomorrow. All right, have a good night. This is MJ from Positive Groomer 365.